So now Be'ez Hashem begin Perek Beis Kor, the seventh Perek of Masechet Baba Basra, and learn Daf Kuf Gimel. Some of the topics we learned about include Nekoyim Usloim, whether ditches or rocks count towards the expected measurement of a sold field. This may depend on whether the seller specified that he is selling Beis Kor, an area measuring a Kor, Beis Kor Offer, a Beis Kor measurement of earth, Beis Kor Karka, a Beis Kor of land, Ke Beis Kor Offer approximately a Beis Kor of earth. Amukim v'gvayim yutfachim, whether the ditches or rocks have a depth or height of 10 tfachim. Beis arbaz kavin, if they total an area less than 4 kav per beisa, which is 1/45th of the total area, and behushim of loin, how they are distributed throughout the field. The Gemara discusses the following. Generally, hekdesh nifta b'shavyoi. Most consecrated items are redeemed for their market value. However, there is an exception, sde achuza. An arable ancestral field which one has inherited from his paternal ancestors all the way back to the days of Yeshua ben Nun when Klai Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. This field is not redeemed by the owner for its market value, but for an arbitrary value prescribed in the Torah. Beis zera choy mesa'ir mechamishim shekel kesef. A field large enough to plant a kor of barley is redeemed for a total of 50 shekel per yevil cycle and prorated at 1 shekel and 1 punyan per year until yevil.